Right now, it's time for Oh, the Humanities, talking about scholarship, events, and research in the humanities on the Carolina campus or just off campus with the folks from Carolina Public Humanities. Humanities.unc.edu is the website for more information on them and all of the upcoming events, including one this Thursday at the Chelsea Theater that we're going to be talking about today. And we are joined by Rachel Shavitz, Chapel Hill Town Council member, also representing Carolina Public Humanities today. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So what's going on?
Well, we are partnering with one of our favorite collaborators here in town, the Chelsea Theater, and we are bringing down a filmmaker and hosting his film, which I'll let our guest tell us a little bit about. I've brought with me today Diana Newton from the Chelsea Theater. She's been on the show a couple times before. We work with her often. And she helped tune us into this film and this filmmaker. And so we are going to have an event where we screen his film, have a panel afterward with him and three members of our local community to discuss with everyone who's there.
Diana, good to have you here in the studio as well.
Thanks, Aaron. Glad to join you again.
So before we talk about the event, and the film is called One Big Home, and we'll talk about that in just a second. How is it going at the Chelsea Theater? It's reopened
It's going great.
Yeah.
It's really been a turnaround year in a lot of ways with the Chelsea becoming a nonprofit theater and doing outreach like we are with Carolina Public Humanities. So a lot of great new energy and the same great films.
Yeah, what has being a nonprofit enabled the Chelsea to do that maybe you weren't able to do before?
It's become, you know, membership driven. Mm-hmm. So I think people have a real sense of community ownership in the theater. And so it's become like a real gathering spot for, you know, film conversation and, you know, just being together to see films and talk about them.
And we're here talking about this particular event that's coming up on Thursday, but there's an ongoing series, right, with between the Chelsea and CPH?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about switching to a nonprofit is part of their mission now is educational.
Mm-hmm.
And not that it wasn't before, but there's even a stronger focus. And so that's where we can pair really beautifully and bring in Carolina scholars. We have a series called Cinema School Mornings at the Movies. Once a month, we have a different Carolina professor or graduate student come. And I didn't put any restrictions on what movies they can pick. As long as the Chelsea can access it, we'll
awesome.
Go for it. So it's all over the place, the different options that people just, you know, you give someone brilliant a chance to pick any movie that they want to screen and talk about, and you never know.
That.
Yeah, and I just thought it would be a really cool idea to kind of see what people came up with. And we got a great slate for this semester, and already each time we have one, we get at least 10 more people than we had the time before. So I think the word is spreading, which is great. And I hope it'll be a really sustainable, great project that we're able to continue between CPH and the Chelsea.
What have people come up with in terms of
movies? So cool. So I think I came on last semester talked about Philadelphia Story,
right.
So that was a good one. We had Duck Soup about a week ago.
Nice.
And that is fantastic because it's you know, pre-code, right? 1933,
right.
Marx Brothers Insanity about, you know, an autocratic dictator who doesn't like to be told that he's wrong and he's always on the brink of war. And who would have ever thought that something from the 30s could feel so timely in a crazy way?
Mm-hmm.
But also on a kind of a cold post-holiday morning to just sit in a room and laugh for 86 minutes straight with your community felt really good.
That's awesome. Humanities.unc.edu for more on that series and all of the other stuff that's coming up, including this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Chelsea, the screening of a documentary called One Big Home, and the director of the film, Thomas Baina, is going to be there as part of a panel discussion. A bunch of really great people are going to be together on it. But tell us about the movie. It's set in Martha's Vineyard. It's this big development controversy, and the movie became part of the controversy, right?
Yeah, it did. You know, I was at a film festival a couple of summers ago and saw it and was just really engaged by, you know, the numbers of issues that were wrapped up in this film and the filmmaking and the impact of both. And talked Thomas, the filmmaker, into coming down and joining us for one of the many, many community screenings he's done with it since then. And it's really his story starting as a carpenter on what he calls the McMansions of Martha's Vineyard, which can be anywhere from, you know, 10,000 to 20,000 square foot homes.
You can drop the mic. These are just mansions,
just,
right?
That's
pretty much.
That's
yeah.
right.
Pretty big, big homes there. And, you know, he just realized he was starting to feel very conflicted about the impact on the community, the environment and its natural resources, the traffic and its congestion, you know, the future of the island and the character of the island for the, you know, future generations, in, including his little daughter who was coming along. And so he spent 12 years documenting this phenomenon and talking to a range of people from, you know, community citizens who wanted limits on the size of growth of these houses, but, you know, growth in general there, but also architects, developers, homeowners, politicians. And so there's all these lenses that, you know, he's kind of turning in this film. And it just reminded me so much of a lot of the issues we face around here, and so many communities do, of, you know, unchecked growth versus responsible, informed growth. And how do we grapple with that as citizens?
And I think about Martha's Vineyard as kind of a ritzy community anyway, but, and I always have this experience whenever you go to a place like that that's got the reputation for being very fancy and posh and huge mansion-y homes and everything, but people live there. Like, people live there, and they're teachers in the elementary schools, and they work on construction, and they're police officers in the community, and they've got to live there too, and that becomes, I'm sure, a challenge in any one of those communities.
Absolutely. And the more that, you know, the island becomes gentrified to that level, the fewer of those people who can afford to live there. So now, you know, they're having to boat over or can't afford, you know, a reasonable lifestyle or home there. And that's the cost of gentrification everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, we certainly see some of that go on in our area.
So if you're listening and you want more about the movie, you can head online to onebighome.com and get more information about it. But again, the screening is going to be this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Chelsea Theater. Thomas Bane, the director, is going to be there. There's going to be a panel discussion afterwards. It's going to be a great event. We've got Diana Newton from the Chelsea here, Rachel Shavitz from Carolina Public Humanities, the two organizations putting this on together. And Rachel, you're also a Chapel Hill Town Council
That's
member.
Right.
So what does that say? What does this movie say to you in that, guys?
You know, I haven't seen it. I specifically kind of wanted to see it with fresh eyes and then hear the panel discussion. And when we put together the panel, I felt like that would be a really helpful way for me to think through who do I want to hear from in these contexts, right? And so we've got someone from the Institute for the Environment, so that's Pete Andrews. We've got an architect who works locally, who builds big and small. And then we've got a former planning director from the town, Roger Walden, who's going to be on board. So staff, architecture, environment, and then the filmmaker who was both contractor and then, you know, just sort of observer. Mm-hmm. And I feel like having those four perspectives on a panel discussing this issue is going to be really, hopefully, educational and inspiring and eye-opening, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Again, this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Chelsea, One Big Home is the title of the movie. Panel discussion afterwards. Logistically, what do people need to know about the movie? How can they get information, tickets? Where do they go? What do they do?
Yeah, so we offer a discount to Chelsea members as our partner, so they only pay $10. They can do that at the door, or they can register online with us. If they want to get their discount, they will need to call Carolina Public Humanities. So that number is 919-962-1544. Everybody else, it's only $15, so not a crazy ticket price for anybody. And that can just be done at humanities.unc.edu.
Awesome.
And they can certainly walk in right at the door. The screening will start at 7 and the panel around 8:30 when the film concludes.
Super cool. And the Chelsea Theater, for those of you listening who don't know, is up on Weaver Dairy in the Timberline Shopping Center. Diana, other things happening at the Chelsea that people want to know about?
You know, we are planning our spring slate. This is the big time when we await with bated breath January 22nd for Oscar season.
Oscar nominations.
Yeah, we will wait for those. But we're also doing more of our educational planning. You know, we'll go with Carolina Public Humanities from Duck Soup to the final offering this spring, which is the film Arrival, which was, you know, intergalactic
space
travel and communication. So that's a real range of programming. We're going to have a film festival in March after Oscar season is over that's going to be called the Real Israel Film Festival, which is to give people a look at the diversity that is Israel today. It's not a political film festival, but more of a cultural film festival. So that's the first time we're going to try that kind of format there at the Chelsea.
Awesome. And then I definitely want to have both of you in once the Oscar nominations are out, just to talk about the nominations and your favorite movies of the year and who should win and who should not win and all of that. And we'll talk about upcoming festivals then as well. Rachel, other things coming up for Carolina Public Humanities?
We do our Oscar event every year, so we'll definitely have that back. So that happens the Tuesday before the Oscars, which I think is February 17th. Mm-hmm. I'm going to double check. Nope, February 19th. We'll come back and talk about that when it gets a little bit closer. But yeah, now is my crunch time where I binge at the Chelsea and buy, you know, three tickets in a row and go see On the Basis of Sex and then the next. And then, you know, I have to catch up on everything that I haven't seen yet because it's almost Oscar
season. So what has been your favorite so far, 2018? What is so far your favorite movie?
I'm going to swing for the fence here and say Black Klansman.
Okay.
So far, right. Which is you know, like I said, swinging for the fence. I just feel like sometimes there's a movie that's exactly right for the time and place. And I felt that way about Get Out, where that was the movie of the zeitgeist. It just was right at the right time, the right place. And for some reason, when I saw Black Klansman, that's how I felt. I was like, this is the movie I wanted to see right now.
I am fascinated this year by just how many, like, very explicitly anti-Trump movies there are, but just with the different angles come at it. You mentioned On the Basis of Sex, the RBG documentary, Black Klansman. My number one movie this year is another anti-Trump movie that comes at it from a completely different angle, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Which is the Mr. Rogers documentary, but it's so, they've so explicitly set him 100%. Up as being an anti-Trump.
And totally. It's not hard to be, but
also true. Yeah,
I think too, something I like about Black Klansman that I'm over being subtle. Like, I'm over nuance.
Yeah.
If we're gonna fight the lack of subtlety and nuance, just be on the nose.
Just
and like,
hit
who
it with the
is
hammer.
Gonna do that for our time?
Spike Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something about like people who complain about Black Klansman, that's what they don't like. Oh, it's so on the nose. He can't even just hit you on the head. He's got to sledgehammer you on the head. I'm like,
that
you
was
know
my
what?
Reaction
and
too.
And it's
yeah.
absolutely valid, and I totally agree. I just think maybe that's what we need.
Yeah, you might be right.
I don't know.
I still think Do the Right Thing is better because it's much more subtle.
You
but
asked for my film of the
those,
year.
It's,
Do the Right
it's
Thing
one
is
or
not
the other.
This year.
That's true. All right. Again, Carolina Public Humanities online, humanities.unc.edu is the website. More on the Chelsea Theater online at thechelseatheater.org. OneBigHome.com for more on the film One Big Home, which is going to be screening this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Chelsea. Everyone invited out to that. Rachel Shavitz, Diana Newton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.